It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not done quick.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
And the e-break is brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. 8 o'clock here on The Ticket. We'll give you the three candidates in the emergency break of the week, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. We start off with candidate number one from the Hardline, Danny Bayless, who is accused here of not listening to the show. That's the accusation. I think we can prove it here because this may set a record. We've all done it where someone has said something. We're listening. We're doing the show along with them. And then 10, 30 seconds, maybe 2 minutes later, we'll say the same thing. And it just happened to be that time frame. We had 5 seconds or 10 seconds when we weren't listening and it didn't register in our brain. I think Danny sets a new record here.
I guarantee you, he was 24, 25, maybe in that picture, because he was 24 when they won their first Super Bowl. Mino is like 5 years older than Aikman, and it's very, hey, little buddy.
Thanks, with, little buddy.
Yes, with Sam Bradford and me. Love it, young gunslinger. Like he's a little 12-year-old.
Well, it's like when, who was it, Sam Bradford called you little buddy. Did you just say that? What?
How is that even possible?
What?
That you didn't hear that?
I didn't hear it.
Ow! You had your headphones on.
It was literally right now.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Because I was looking up the picture.
It's impossible. That, wow. What you just did is impossible.
That's the second time he's done it with Sam Bradford also.
Maybe I just tune out when I hear Sam Bradford.
That is impossible! But yes, Danny, you're right. It's just like that.
And he has had two Sam Bradford moments like in the last 2 weeks or so.
And Danny knew it immediately. He must have seen their faces or something because he immediately said, did you just say that?
Yeah. And then the, what? I love that what that he says. Let's hear the beginning of that real quick.
I guarantee you, he was 24, 25 maybe in that picture because he was 24 when they won their first Super Bowl. Mino is like 5 years older than Aikman, and it's very, hey, little buddy.
Thanks, with little buddy.
Yes, with Sam Bradford and me. Love it, young gunslinger. Like he's a little 12-year-old.
Well, it's like when, who was it, Sam Bradford called you little buddy. Did you just say that? What?
I love that what from Danny.
That's
what?
Great.
All right, way to go, Danny. Candidate number one. Candidate number two is a guy who once claimed that he gets slighted when it comes to the emergency break of the week, and that is Justin Montemayor, frequent guest of the Touchdown Brothers, mm-hmm. apparently in Philadelphia. He did something amazing. Apparently, as they're about to have this transition from Cirque de Soroy to the kick around, Justin was in studio and was in here in the on-air studio and fell asleep. And then they all did something sorry to him. They startled him and made him cuss live on the air. It's pretty wheels off.
Hey, guys, I'm going to take a picture, and I'll tweet it out on the Kick Around okay. account so you guys can see Justin sleeping.
Get as close as you can to his face.
He's so asleep.
Just take a video and scare the hell out of him. Or just dump him out of the chair forward.
Hey, Justin!
Oh, oh, dump that.
Dump that, please. Oh my God. Please dump that.
No, we got it.
We got it.
We got it.
Wow.
Did he get it? Did you know? Did you know we got it? Don't worry, we got it.
Tell me you were shooting video.
That will be heard again.
I think I shot a video of it. I don't know the look on it. The look on his face was so awesome. Oh, I think I missed the video.
You missed the video?
What? Oh, crap.
We got the audio. It's okay.
Oh, that is mayhem after the wake-up call to Justin Montemayor. And we've seen the picture, too. We can confirm, yes, he was asleep in the studio.
How did he fall asleep in the studio?
I'm not sure.
I think he has narcolepsy.
Does he?
Yeah. So, you know, way to go, George.
You don't know that.
I believe he does.
You're just making that up.
No, I believe he does. But anyway, go back.
No,
go back
you
to,
don't no, know no, that. You were having just fun. Making that up.
You were having fun.
That
was
that
old KT who had narcolepsy.
What just happened?
Well, Cray Trey is correcting Gordo, and he's right. Justin does not have that. He just fell asleep.
I believe he has narcolepsy. So.
No, he doesn't. Quit making up details. All right, candidate number three, we're going to call him Voting Dude. Gordo was doing some election day work just to see how the big presidential election was going. This guy who he was talking to had no idea about FCC rules, apparently.
But name one bad thing Donald Trump has ever said or done.
Just one? Okay. I mean, grab him by the
Whoa! Okay.
Thank you for your
We got
time
that.
Here,
appreciate that.
Thank you. Have a good day. don't repeat that phrase, but I... let me just... So you see that as a negative phrase as opposed to a positive one.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. But I mean, couldn't you make the argument that he's just
there's
locker room talk. He's just inspiring people to do what women probably want anyway.
Who's
not a good defense or
no, it's a shit.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, it's time to move on.
Everything.
Maybe we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, what a carpet bomber that guy was. Jeez.
The mayhem that happens right after. Okay, I appreciate everything you have done.
That's it. So those are your three candidates, Danny, Justin Montemayor, or Voting Guy. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Jay. Oh, hi, musers. I'd like to vote for Danny Bayless, and I'm used to being for North Dallas.
Oh, okay. Thank you, AJ.
Way to go, AJ. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I am going to vote for Justin Montemayor. Do I need to wait?
No. You just registered the vote. You're good. What?
He's gone.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I woke up this morning, just reading the paper from earlier this week. To be my eyes, that honky beat Hillary the crooked crook to a pulp. I'd like to vote for Daniel Bayless.
Thank you,
Not
Jesse.
Not a bad fake Jesse there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-breakage?
Hey, according to Dr. Frizz, Justin Montemayor is off and on the Touchdown Brothers.
What?
Did you already say that?
What are you?
He was doing a Danny bit. It was funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. It's the fake James McMurtry. How you guys doing?
Okay.
How is that the
terrible
fake James McMurtry?
Hey, remember that time after that concert, Craig tried to talk to me, and to avoid that conversation, I jumped over a barrier into oncoming traffic?
Well, that's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah, who's your vote?
By the way, I got my CD outside on sale for your dollar for $15.
Okay.
I forgot to mention that yesterday, and nobody bought a damn one of them.
Where are you going with this?
Vote.
Love you.
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
My no-charge lifetime powertrain vote is Danny, and my vote makes a difference.
Okay, it sure does. Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
What?
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. One Danny Bayless wins the emergency break of the week.
I guarantee he was 24, 25 maybe in that picture, because he was 24 when they won their first Super Bowl. Mino is like 5 years older than Aikman, and it's very, hey, little buddy.
Thanks, little buddy.
Yes, with Sam Bradford and me. Love it, young gunslinger. Like he's a little 12-year-old.
Well, it's like when, who was it, Sam Bradford called you little buddy. Did you just say that? What?
How is that even possible?
What?
That you didn't hear that?
I didn't hear it.
Ow! You had your headphones on.
It was literally
on.
Right now.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Because I was looking up the picture.
It's impossible.
That, wow.
What you just did is impossible.
That's the second time he's done it with Sam Bradford also.
Maybe I'll just tune out when I hear Sam Bradford.
That is impossible. But yes, Danny, you're right. It's just like that.
I like it when Danny said, "How did I not hear that?" And Mino said, "It was literally right now."
Literally right now. Oh, man, that's funny. How many is that for Danny?
That is his 24th win, 58 behind Norman Outpatient Hitzkus.
Not bad. Not bad.